Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. Today's topic, we're going to talk some more about enrolling high-paying clients and where to find them. So here's a cool little strategy that I use, and it's more of the old school strategy, but it will always work. Always. And this consists of attending network groups and actually how to go through these strategically to shorten the amount of time to earn trust and really serve the people and grow your company. So I'm, again, Tyler Watson, for those of you who are new and joining me. And let's just dive in. So if you have a message that you want to share with people, too often people are like, where do I find clients? I just don't know where to find any clients. And I want to like bang my head against the door. Why? Because it's like, open your eyes, like go to Walmart. There's people all around. Now, they might not be your ideal clients, but a lot of them could be. The problem isn't where to find the clients. It's how to communicate so you recognize your clients. Got it? Take that piece of information there and we could be done with the call. Because that is like the foundation, okay? It's not where do I find clients? Now, there's always more strategic ways to save time, but your clients are roaming everywhere. And when you're in tune with your message and you're passionate and you're showing energy, there is nothing that will stop you from getting placed right next to that person on a plane in behind a grocery store line. They will come everywhere because you put your frequency on that level and they just get in your way. They're everywhere. Like, I can't help but not enrolling people. Everywhere I go, I find my ideal clients. It didn't used to be that way, though. And let me share with you some ways so that this can happen to you over and over and over. So let's say you want to go to a networking group. Now, I would suggest, and you know, these are just some suggestions from what I've seen through hundreds of people trying this, but I would suggest going to some networking groups where you get out of your comfort zone, where it's a little bit outside of the normal for you. Now, it should be somewhat around your niche, but if you're unsure of your niche, just go to any of them. It doesn't really matter. You can change your niche later. So what you'll want to do is go to a networking group, practice your precision statement and stating what you do and how it helps people. And as you do that, you will start to see other people doing it and you'll get out of your comfort zone. You'll be connecting. Now, here's a big thing that people do wrong when they go to a networking group. They go to a networking group and all their eyes are focused on is, who's my next client? Way terrible mindset to have. Why? Because all your eyes are shining is money, 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 money. Selfish, 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 selfish. When we step outside of ourselves and we go to networking groups and events, valuing our message so much, valuing who and what products and services we represent so much, when we go to communicate that to someone, we will naturally see a need in the communication process. And once that need is found, because we care, we will set up a conversation with them. It's like, imagine yourself walking around with a plate of food and you're amongst people who are starving and you have a whole plethora of this food and you just have this huge feast and you're walking around. Now, wouldn't all logic decide, like, if you're walking around and you see these people hungry and they're like, hey, you know, are you hungry? And you just talk with them and they're like, yeah, I'm really hungry. And then you just say, oh, that's nice. And you turn and walk away. What the freak? Like, that's what people are doing, though. You go to these events, you go to these places, you see people who need your stuff, but you either throw the food at them and shove it in their face, or you don't even offer it. And how selfish is that? We need to be a place of service and seeing the needs of the people they are seeking to have their problem solved. So if you can solve a problem, help them recognize that. Go to these networking events. And don't set up the conversation to see if they're a client, but set up the conversation to get to know them. And the first conversation on my last one, it's called the pre-strategy session. So here you're really going to see what they need help with, what how you can serve them. And if there is a fit, set up another another time to converse. But the first one's just to get to know their needs, what they're looking for. And if you can't serve them, go provide them with a service. Go give them someone who you know. Be the go-to person. And that way in their minds, anytime they need help, you will be there. Be the connector. And as you're the connector, you will do so much good for these people. So go to an event, go to a networking event, set up conversations just to get to know people. And in the conversation, the intention you can tell them is, hey, in this conversation, I just want to really get to know what you're doing, what you got you inspired in business, and how I can serve you, and if we can work together, what we could do. And if we can, great, let's schedule some other conversations. And if not, at least I'll get to know your vision of what you're doing, and maybe I can send some people your way. And be a place of service. Such a powerful conversation. So go practice this piece. It really is just practice, practice, practice. Go to some networking events. Go to ones that you can schedule some conversations with people. And don't set it up to sell anybody. It's about service. And when you provide service and then you can see that they're hungry for something, then you just ask them, hey, I do have this thing actually that can totally change your life. Would you like to talk about it? And then set up another conversation. So simple. Game changer simple. Thanks for listening to me today. Go put this into practice. Tyler Watson here with the Freedom Catalyst and Impact to Income. And we'll see you on the next show.